The origins of the scientific study of animal behavior lie in the works of British naturalists John Ray and Charles Darwin and French naturalist Charles Leroy. They appreciated the complexity and purposefulness of the actions of animals, and they knew that understanding behavior demands long-term observations of animals in their natural settings. Biologists have recognized that the behaviors of animals, like their anatomical structures, are adaptations that exist because they have, over evolutionary time, helped their bearers to survive and reproduce. Darwin showed that adaptation is a result of four basic characteristics of living organisms. There is variation among individuals of the same species. Even closely related individuals, such as parent and offspring or sibling and sibling, differ considerably. Many of these variations are inheritable, that is, offspring resemble their parents in many traits as a result of the genes they share. There are differences in numbers of surviving offspring among parents in every species. For example, one female snapping turtle may lay 24 eggs, however, only May 5th survive to adulthood. In contrast, another female may lay only 18 eggs, with one of her offspring surviving to adulthood. The individuals that are best equipped to survive and reproduce perpetuate the highest frequency of genes to descendant populations. This is the principle known colloquially as survival of the fittest, where fitness denotes an individual's overall ability to pass copies of his genes on to successive generations. An inevitable consequence of variation, inheritance, and differential reproduction is that, over time, the frequency of traits that render individuals better able to survive and reproduce in their present environment increases. As a result, descendant generations in a population resemble most closely the members of ancestral populations that were able to reproduce most effectively. This is the process of natural selection.